Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to the Neil and Kristen Baker Psychic Hour. Okay, today, hopefully we'll hear from some of you, not you, 914-338-0164. We have an unhappy animal in the house. Press 1 if you'd like to speak with us. Again, 914-338-0164. And I just got scratched. Ouch. Facebook. Twitter, those are the places you may follow us, and we hope that you do. They're linked on our Blog Talk Radio profile, the Neil and Kristen Baker Psychic Hour. Again, the call-in number 914-338-0164.
Yes.
Are you present?
Are you talking in code?
I'm just
psychics cannot just be present. They have to be past and future. You should know that.
I don't know.
But I'll be in the present moment for a moment.
Please do, because we're supposed to be present. I mean omnipresent, but
so the
present.
Topic today is guys
wandering around the house.
What is going on?
What's up with that?
Funny Saturday Night Live segment they used to have is "What's up with that?"
What's up with that?
And it was really funny. It was really funny. We were seeing a series of them, but one of the funniest was with Morgan Freeman, who.
Well, you have to explain
Samuel Jackson.
You have to explain the premise. Well, or I'll explain the premise of the skit. So it's like a BET, Black Entertainment Television based skit with a man that looks like he may have been a preacher at some time. I forgot the name of the comedian. Anyway, so they have him as a host, backup dancers, a saxophonist, and a theme song called What's Up With That. And what they do on the show is somehow invite prolific people such as Morgan Freeman. There was Ernest Borgnine on that same episode. Other episodes included people like Robin Williams, Paul Simon. But we believe that they are somehow invited to the show on a premise of promoting whatever social cause they want to talk about. Or perhaps it's maybe a new art project they have. Paul Simon was promoting his album. Mike Tyson was on. So they have two guests, and then they're totally unaware that they're not going to get to talk at all. It's really amusing.
They start to talk, and then you interrupt with a sort of singing narration while they're talking, picking up on the words they're saying.
And then various acts
then
follow.
Then he jumps up and
various
and then
acts.
People
they have,
are running around. Not just blacks, whites, anybody. They're running
well,
around.
Yeah, I mean, it's
and impersonators
multi.
Come in.
But it's that whole, you know.
Very funny.
The genre is like soul, R&B. And then
know,
different, yeah. There
it
are
kind
different,
of ties in with our.
Yes, we have a caller, actually.
It kind of ties in with our topic of guides. We'll get to the caller right now, and then we'll get back to talk about how. And Saturday Night Live compared with one another.
Okay, that's that'll be interesting. We're bringing you on in a moment, but I'm ready on the phone number 614. All right. 614, you're on the air. Hi.
How are you?
Good. What's your name?
Tamika.
Tamika?
Yes.
Spell it for us, please.
T-A-M-I-K-A.
Okay. Okay. And have we spoken with you before?
I'm not sure. Maybe.
Okay.
All
right.
So.
Well, we've had Tamika's, but I don't know if it's the same one.
Oh.
I don't think. I don't know. Okay. Where are you calling from?
Delaware.
Delaware. Okay. And what's your birth date, Tamika?
5/26/76.
26/76. Okay.
May 26th.
Yeah. We got it. 23. She's a 36.9. Okay. All right. Tamika, 36.9. So in what, 2002? She's 44. No, 2012. Wrong with me.
44 years old.
Right, 2012. Right, she would have had a change. So I don't know if you've called the show or not, if you are our previous Tamika or a new Tamika. So in 2012, there would have been a change in your life. What happened in 2012? I know it's when you were 36 years old.
That's when I officially moved to Delaware.
You moved. Okay. From?
Ohio.
Okay. Ohio. All right. And what's the reason for your call today, Tamika?
Because I just want to know if I am on the right track, because I've been having a lot of bad vibes lately about things and people, and I don't know if I'm just being, I don't know, paranoid, or if there really is something going on behind the curtains.
Just negativity surrounding you in your own life, or like, are you talking about like a dark force that you're concerned about?
Oh, well, I always thought that my family and I were somehow cursed, because it seems like when something happens to one of us, it happens similarly to us all and pretty much at the same time. So even though people say that it doesn't exist, it's just too coincidental and weird.
Well, there's a tribal element in the family structure. And so we come back from past life karma. I mean, come back to resolve past life karma. And these tribal family members sometimes can experience what you're relaying to us, negative things happening simultaneously because of collective karma. Do you want to give us an example of something?
Here's a good one. Okay, so I was adopted, and when I found my biological family, I found out that not only did I, but maybe 8 others in the same year, between sisters, brothers, cousins, aunts, and uncles, we all had our kids in the same year, pretty much 1 month after each other. So that was kind of weird and funny.
So that's not bad necessarily, but it's just, I mean, you just had kids all at the same time.
Yeah, but I didn't even know them. So when I met them and found out that my kid was their kid's age, it was just like, whoa. We just all thought it was kind of funny how that was just kind of coincidental right there. So, I went into the hospital for throat surgery, and coincidentally, so did my nephew on the very same day for nearly the very same thing, almost.
Throat surgery.
And we're not in the same state, so that was weird.
Okay. So that's a more dramatic example. Well, you've got a 5 in your state. That's throat chakra. It's in your month. What was wrong with your throat?
They said I had a polyp and a nodule.
So like a precancerous type of thing.
Well, I don't think it was cancerous, but
right, but like a growth that they had to remove.
Yeah, because it was restricting my voice. Like I almost couldn't speak. But now that I've had the surgery, my voice, of course, hasn't been the same since, which is kind of a bummer because mm-hmm. People have always enjoyed listening to me sing
uh-huh.
for some reason. They still do, but I don't know why, but it's just not the same.
Oh, so you had some damage to your vocal cords. Have you seen a laryngologist? Otolaryngologist?
No, not recently.
You know, you may want to do that. I mean, it sounds like you're not a professional singer, but if it bothers you that you have a change in your voice, you can get your cords, you can get scoped and get an image of your vocal cords and find out if there's an additional problem that's going on that would have caused that change. Because sometimes there can be vocal cord paralysis. What's the problem with your voice now?
Well, there's notes that are no longer there. I can't. It's like air.
Right. So the cords are approximating.
Yeah, I'm finding it too hard to get to breathe the words out versus taking it in, I suppose.
Yeah, I would check it out. I would check that out with a doctor because it's possible that can be corrected with, you know, exercises or something they might be able to do intervention wise. You wanted to know how long?
Well, how long were you in the
hospital,
Tamika?
It was just a in and out thing. I probably was there for a few hours and then I was gone. And that was about a couple of years ago.
Okay. So, you know, as Kristen was saying, we get into this idea that families can be, they're tribal in the present moment, but they can be tribal from past life energies too. So it's not uncommon to see coincidences like yours in the making and happening because you have to kind of wrap your mind around the fact that things can be past life tribal with specific themes involved. You were adopted, so probably in a past life, you were abducted from a tribe, I think. And I think it carried back into this lifetime. So if we
That's
go back,
funny you said that because my adoptive mom, I found out that she was not supposed to have me. They somehow did it illegally. I don't know the whole story, but I found out bits and shards and pieces of it.
What do you mean, had you illegally?
The caseworker that was working on the case, she was not supposed to. Somehow she, I don't know. All I know is somehow the caseworker helped my mom to get me. And when I got older, my caseworker as a teenager found something out that I wasn't sure about. But whatever it was, she was totally upset about it and told them that they were not allowed to see me again until I became grown. So I don't know. I've heard different stories over the year. It never really made me like bitterly upset or anything because I felt like that the way things went was probably how it should have been. I don't think it would have been worse or better. So.
Well, let's go back to a past life and just go to like a movie. We'll go to back past life. You were in some kind of probably dark-skinned Indian tribe, American Indian tribe. You were abducted as a child. A lot of those children weren't killed or slaughtered. A lot were, but a lot were brought up in a tribal setting. So I think you were brought up, you were seized from a tribe, brought up in another tribe. So therefore, there could be some ability to know more than one language. Could be. Do you know more than one language?
Sort of. I'm kind of good with sign language. I'm kind of good with sign language, and I pick up on other languages somewhat easy. But
well,
I
sign language.
With people talking to me versus saying it back.
Okay, well, sign language has a lot to do with a Native American Indian language. They used a lot of sign language in their communication. So anyways, that's where I think that is. There would have also been some maybe history in the family somewhere that would involve weaponry or guns or military. There might be something in there that might ring a bell. But anyways.
Well, let her respond. Tamika, anything?
Yes, I'm here.
No, anything regarding weapons,
guns,
military, archery.
Yeah, my grandfather, my grandmother's father, he
adoptive or
full-blooded Native American, but I'm not sure what tribe. And
yeah, so we got it, Tamika. We got the understanding that you just validated this psychic impression or consideration towards you being a Native American and being abducted in a past life. So you came back sort of in the casual lineage of that lifetime, because we always come back in different lifetimes, but you brought some of that back with you. So there's going to be some attitude of supernatural, weird, you know, the Native American Indians believed in spirits and guides and all kinds of things, rituals of some sort. So you'd be involved in that also in the pattern of vocal, because they had their war dance and their rain dance, and vocal energy was part of the tribal communication, very much so, in aspects.
As the mate, because it seems like I keep finding the same guy.
Well,
it's the same guy. It's just a different guy, but it's the same guy.
When you first called, I thought you were going to get on the subject of relationship, actually. And I, not only are we talking about relationship in the sense of family, but now you're bringing up idea of romantic relationship and the fact that you keep getting the same type of person, which probably isn't what you want.
No, and I don't know how to stop doing that. So
No.
I don't know if I'm just being paranoid or it just seems like it.
No, you're because you're getting the same type of man psyche, because you're recycling an episode in your past life that where you got caught. So when you get caught, you and it's like a record that skips. It keeps skipping. So you get to a certain point and you skip back to the psyche of the man that might have even abducted you. Might not have been a bad person, but it would have been an abduction of sort that would have been jolting to your senses. So the men you meet may be different, but they each give you a certain kind of consistent learning pattern. Like you keep repeating the same grade again. But every time you do, you will learn something new. But I think, let's see, you're 44.
She's going to have a change.
Yeah, you're going to have a change at 45. So at 45, you're going to meet somebody different. It's going to be completely different from any man you've ever met before.
Wow.
Are you currently between relationships?
I'm in a relationship that doesn't really seem like one. I can't figure it out. Like, he's so one way and then another.
So what's his birth date?
August 31st, 71.
He has an 11 going on to 8 and 12, 22, and a 22, 3, 30 equals 3.
Like, he's so hell-bent. He's so sure that I'm the cheater. And I'm like, I don't understand where that's coming from, but I'm like, I shouldn't have to pay for other people's past mistakes, because I'm pretty sure nobody wants to pay for mine.
So he's accusing you of cheating?
Yeah, he's always like he's always like mumbling, or, you know, he won't give me a key to the house, but my stuff is there. It just doesn't make any sense. And I'm just, the feeling is getting stronger and stronger. And I don't know if I'm just being paranoid because I'm thinking that this is like the past, or if there is something really going on.
Well, you guys have a past life connection. Your months add up to his day inverted. So 8 and 5 is 13. So flip that around. that's, he's born on the 31st. Your years,
Days have 36 in them.
Yeah, the days have your karmic number. So if you put an X between the days, 3 to 6 is your karmic number, 36. And 1, 2, and 1 is his master number, 3. The years are interchangeable. 7 to 6 is your year. His 7 to your 6 is your year. Your 7 to his 1 is his year 71. 5-year difference between you, which is your month.
The trust level occurs because of the past life division in the tribe. You were abducted from one tribe to another, so the blood is not going to be the same. So there's going to be some sense of, so your belongings are there, but you don't feel like a real tribe member. It's just like saying when you were abducted in the past life to another tribe, you're not really in the bloodline of that tribe. So but what's going to happen when you're 45 is your karma on this stage of life is going to change and shift. And you'll probably meet somebody who is more conveniently
aligned
or connected to your blood tribal zone, not your abducted zone. So it's like an abduction. You're there and you're not there. And that's what life has been with these men that you've had.
So this relationship is probably not, I mean, it's not going to last, likely.
No.
It's sad because, like you said, I even said this to him. I know you. I told him from the get-go, I believed with all my heart that I knew him from a past life. And when we meet again, I am going to let him have it because he lost it in this one.
Well, you know what? Though, Tamika, the thing is people get confused about past lives. And there's people we meet that we have to meet and work out a certain karma with. But it doesn't necessarily mean those relationships are supposed to last. Just because there's a past life connection does not mean the relationship is going to be a forever relationship. So there's something you need to work out with him, but probably there's going to be someone in your future, in your next cycle, that's going to be more on your energy field.
Here's what I want you to do as an exercise. When you go to bed, imagine in your mind leaping over a brick wall. Just imagine leaping over a brick wall and keep repeating that image. You can do variations as much as you want or set it around a certain narration. I don't care. But you got to leap over a wall. You tell your mind to visualize that before you go to bed. Do it for a couple of minutes before you fall asleep. It's going to help you change the chemistry in your brain. But I think at 45, you're going to be meeting somebody new anyway, so you won't have to battle with this guy anymore. You can battle with him for the rest of your life. It's never going to change. But you look, what's your bloodline? What are you in this lifetime?
She's her grandfather's Native American.
I know, grandfather. What else, Tamika? What else does your bloodline carry?
Well, before we go to that, I just want to put out there, too, because you guys were talking about tools. I heard a story once that somebody, I don't know if it was the grandfather or his father, but one of them, I think they was talking about his father or the uncle. They used a bear hunting tool to kill the wife because they thought that she was cheating.
Yeah,
I don't know why they got killed with the bear tool.
Well, it's all that frontier Indian stuff. That's why.
But back to the question, what's your
ethnic? Yeah, Irish.
Okay. Irish?
Yes.
Irish and Native American? Was the Native American your biological family or your adopted family?
No, my biological, because I did a DNA blood test. So on my biological side, it's centered on Southwest Africa for 78%, but there was different tribes like Sierra Leone, Kenya, I forgot what the other one was. And then it was 15% Irish. We have Japanese, Asian, Central America, and then other.
See, I thought you'd done that. That's why I asked. I felt you had gone through that search. And don't forget, a lot of the Black natives were abducted. So abduction is in your bloodline. But that's not amazing to us. That's past life content. And that's what your question is, will you get over this energy? We're trying to give you in capsule form why you're going through all this crazy stuff. It's past life.
Yeah, because I've been going through it for too long, from family to family, to place, to person. It's got to stop somewhere because I'm getting too old.
Well, okay, listen. Listen. Kristen asked you what happened at 36. You moved to
Delaware.
From that point, every 9 years is a change. So at 36, your next change is at 45 because your master number is 9. So don't worry about dragging your brain through what you've gone through. Don't do that anymore. It's done. Start looking at 45 as being a change in your life. We're giving you enough information so you can grasp, in addition to what you might have already felt, why you're going through all this. It's karma. It's just karma. But in your lifetime, you get to switch over to something more transcendent and still have a life going on with that. That's going to happen at 45, is our prediction.
You're good, because I feel like I've changed my life around a lot since, 5 years ago, even 10 years ago. I would have never thought what I was doing today would even happen. So I want more change.
What do you do for a living?
Right now, I'm a supervisor for Goodwill Staffing. I supervise people from a second chance program.
Oh,
we go out and do.
Go ahead.
Yeah,
that's great.
Yeah,
service oriented.
All of that is your higher energy,
right.
And all of that goodwill stuff has to do with the karma, releasing yourself from people who have been abducted in the past life, victims, things like that. There's going to be a change at 45. Okay, it's going to be a change. That's what we think.
That's a relief. Because I've been walking volcano's been erupting under my feet every day, or earthquake rather.
Yeah, but quit looking at that. It's karma. If you keep looking at that, you'll just keep putting
magnify
the needle
it.
Back. We get it. We understand it. But do you want to do your rest of your life looking back at that, or do you want to listen to us and say, okay, you guys are saying there's a forward motion, there's going to be a change. So
you
I will start
it.
Focusing on that. I will use the imagery of this wall that you're talking about jumping over, and I will focus my brain on something that says brand new. You want your mantra should be, right now be brand new. You make that a mantra, brand new. And
she works for Goodwill, though.
Well, doesn't matter.
No,
this is for your personal life.
No, I'm teasing. It's a joke.
Yeah.
Lighten up.
Goodwill Hunting, brand new. So that's what you need to focus on. There's going to be something to do with, in the interim, there's going to be something to do with the purchase of a car, something to do with a vehicle. That will start to show up somewhere in the light of events. But don't worry about that. That's just a sign.
Okay.
Do you smoke?
Not cigarettes.
But you smoke pot, right?
Yes.
Yeah, I can hear it.
No, well, it really isn't, though, because she had nodule and a polyp removed from
her
throat.
You shouldn't do it.
I mean, if you really want to use cannabis, I mean, it's probably better for you to ingest it than it is to smoke it.
Yeah. You listen to us because we know what we're talking about. And look at how I picked it up. I can pick it up in your voice.
I mean, orally, like eat it.
Obviously, I can pick
it
up in your voice.
It
and it's not going to do you any good if you continue the way you are. It won't help.
Yeah, I'm trying to figure.
Well, then figure and solve. When you figure a problem, you figure it out, then you solve it. The way to solve it is not to do it. And we're trying to give you the best advice. You called us and you gave us the responsibility of giving you advice, being psychics. And that's what we're doing. But the good report is that things will change. But I would suggest you follow our advice. It's not bad advice. We're not saying anything bad.
Oh, no. I didn't think that. No.
Yeah. You know what we find? That people, we know what we find, Tamika, that people listen to us. They think it's really good. And then they don't follow our advice. So, you know, it's like, nah, don't be one of those. We hear you agree
well,
with
that's the whole point in calling y'all, because I have my own abilities, but sometimes I can't separate my abilities from just the negative being me thing. So I need confirmation.
Yeah, we hear you recycling again. You see, you keep saying, I don't recycle when you're having conversation. Don't recycle things that bring you backward, because you just did it again.
You know, and the thing is, actually, now that I'm thinking more about it, probably marijuana isn't great for your mind because it puts you in a state of stagnancy, I think.
Well, I have a medical one, and the doctor and the psych thought that maybe it'd be better if I had one, because the medicines that they've put me on all of my life has had some kind of bad side
negative
effect, so I didn't think that it worked. But this, it calms me down, makes me feel a little more relaxed. My voice only sounds like that now because I'm sitting in my room shaking. I don't have any heat on and it's cold.
Yeah, but
plus I'm nervous and excited.
Neil picked it up. That was, I mean, he picked up that there was smoke, the element of smoke going into your body from your voice.
But
so,
even more so than that, there's smokers around me, cigarette smokers, chain smokers. They smoke constantly, all the time.
Yeah,
every 5 minutes. When I wake up, when I go to sleep, I can't get away.
Where are you living in it with multiple people?
I was born with smokers. My parents smoke. My family smokes. My boyfriend smokes. I mean, everybody smokes.
Yeah.
Well, all we can say is it's not doing you any good. See, but you're going to change your life around. You're going to get into a, you're going to find a guy that's healthy. You'll love him. He'll love you. You won't have these problems. That's what we think. We're just trying to get to you there as quickly as possible. And we're saying that anything to do with your karma, regardless of how you've advanced and struggled and made yourself who you are, but the other parts of your karma are not good. They're toxic. So we're going to get you out of that. And you try to avoid smoke and secondhand smoke. Smoke, you know, inhaling smoke in your lungs, not good.
Especially,
I can hear it in your voice.
Especially because of your past history. You already had a problem. Did they say why you developed the polyp or nodule?
No, they didn't know why.
Probably because you've been around.
Maybe it was because I was overstressing my vocals.
Let me ask you something, Tamika. Let me ask you something. Who in your family or in your background likes to drink whiskey?
Man, there's so many people who drink in the family. It's almost all one. But specifically, I would guess maybe my grandfather did. I'm not sure, because I know he stopped drinking cold turkey.
Well, it won't hurt you. It wouldn't hurt you to take a little, just one little shot of whiskey now and then.
Uh-huh.
Won't hurt. Just one.
Okay.
Now and then.
Can I?
Huh?
And why is that?
When you grow whiskers. You...
never advice that I've
you know,
given.
I don't usually condone alcohol, you know, or narcotics. When a guy is talking to me, I follow the guide's advice or language. And so I'm saying just once in a while, one little shot is not going to hurt you at all. But that's it, if you can handle it. I just think there's something soothing about the pure, you know, get a good whiskey, the purity of it. I'm not advocating the abuse of it. I'm saying one little shot glass.
Like a scotch or a bourbon, yeah. Like a finer.
Like a little shot glass. Isn't that
right.
Sh- yeah, like it's one
small,
shot.
Well, yeah, an ounce or 2 ounces.
This is what warms your body. It just warms your body. And isn't there a wood substance to it?
Well, yeah, it's aged in oak. And it depends. Yeah, yeah. And it like scotch. You know, there's different the way
degrees,
they
yeah
there's different
is there a certain brand
scotch
huh
is there a certain brand
I don't know. I'm only saying good you know you invest in a very good one because you're not going to take one little shot. It will probably last you 10 years the bottle.
Scotch has more wood elements, I think, than bourbon, which is sweeter on the palate. It just depends what you.
Whiskey,
yeah,
but
though they're all whiskeys.
Yeah,
they're all whiskeys. It's just different. I mean, and there.
Get an Irish whiskey. You know, I don't.
That's,
know.
Yeah, that's.
You can get an Irish. Whiskey. But if you start seeing leprechauns, stop.
Well, they bring me lots of gold. I need a little extra.
Then if you start seeing literally leprechauns, drink the whole bottle.
Oh yeah, yeah, because I'm definitely going for the rainbow.
No, that's probably the wheat she's smoking.
The only other thing I can say to you is this, and Kristen can wrap up the reading. I'm seeing somebody named Davy or David. I don't know who it is.
Crockett, King of the Wild Frontier. There you go.
But I don't know. It's a common name. I don't even know if you know one, if that's who I'm referring to. I just see more of a Davy coming in. I don't know what it is yet. We'll just have to wait for him to come in.
Okay.
And the other thing that I'm seeing, one more thing I'm seeing, crazy images around me all over. I'm seeing grasshoppers. Now, grasshoppers can be considered luck, and there's a lot of folklore around grasshoppers. Look it up in folklore books. What do grasshoppers represent, aside from plagues and, you know, eating the crops? But look at, in Indian folklore, look at what the grasshopper is on the medicine wheel.
Okay.
I know, but I'm not going to tell you. Just look it up. But, you know, come to think of it, that's how you leap over a wall. And if you're talking about grass, you're talking about pot. Maybe I'm telling you to be a grasshopper, smoke grass, and hop over the wall.
No. I don't think
make
so.
Make sure I find the good grain.
Yeah.
Non-toxic grain.
Well, I mean, if you have a medical marijuana card, you can get edibles.
Yeah. Yeah, you can get all.
I know that the process edibles affect you differently than smoking. It's a different experience, but you know, wouldn't advise you to continue smoking.
Real quick, I am attending school. I've been worried about it, but I do believe I can do it. Do you guys believe that too? Or do you think I'll end up switching subjects? Because this particular one is very different from any class I've ever taken. You have to make an A. They won't accept anything less. And that's a challenge for me, which I like challenges, but it's also nerve-wracking. And I'm like biting my nails on this one, like, oh my God. I mean, I wouldn't be too upset if it did change, because obviously that means that that's the path that's supposed to happen. But something led me on this path in the first place. And I was just wondering. Like, I just hope I ain't wasting more money on a whim.
How long have you been in school?
I started last year in around October, I believe it was.
And is it for, is it like an online?
It has to be for now, yes. It's with a real school, but we're doing online.
What class is it?
Well, my major is medical diagnostic sonography, but right now I'm taking English and terminology.
Well, that's in the language. We talked about language. We talked about the, we went back and asked you about language. Do you speak other languages? You're learning a new language.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'm okay, definitely so learning English all over again. That's for sure.
You're going to get it. Yeah, I know. So we talked about that. We wouldn't have talked about it. We're trying to give you an optimistic reading. You'll get an A.
What would be the other program that you're interested in if you're not doing the medical sonography?
Well, that's just it. I don't know. Because that was the only one that appealed to me. But I feel like if it does it somehow, I'll know in the end. Because my grades will match up to something that they'll know.
No, you're supposed to get an A.
She's getting tripped up with this one class.
Oh,
and it's making
not
you
get tripped up.
I know, but that's what's happening.
When do you take the test?
All of them. I mean, I literally got to get an A, and I think they said 8 or 10 in order to be accepted into the program.
Then you will. I'm not going to waste time. You will. I'm not going to debate it. When do you find out your grades?
Not until a little bit after May for this.
Okay, so then you're going to be 45. That's all about being 45.
Yep. There you go. Yeah.
So you'll make it. Quit debating it. Just quit doubting everything.
Okay. All right. Well, I definitely feel better, and I'm going to go get that whiskey and take a breather.
Okay. This is not the way. Just what we. The next person will be telling to go buy, cocaine. Who knows?
Oh, Lord, no.
With the days going.
No, that's different.
No,
it makes sense with the whiskey because, in a way, that's tribal. I mean, meditation, slow you down. I don't know.
Only time I've ever heard did that after reading. I'm gonna go buy that whiskey.
Yeah. Well, Tamika, this is your life. Don't limit it. You're gonna get A's. You'll move forward into your new job. You'll probably find your mate in that capacity, and you'll move on with life and have a good life. Don't go anywhere else with that. Your 5-2 is the breakup of a 7. It's reinvented in your year. 7 and 6 is spirituality and vision. You're a 9, which is consistency and power. Okay, I'm not going to waste time. That's what we think.
Well, I'm excited. Good. Great.
Okay. Good to talk to you. Nice to meet you.
Yeah, I appreciate it, guys. I really do. I thank you very much.
Yeah, follow us on Facebook and stay connected with us. Give us a call again if you like.
Certainly will. I certainly will. Thank you. You guys stay safe.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Okay, we have another caller. Jennifer, hi.
Hello. I think that Neil is getting migraines. Oh,
huh?
Sorry.
Huh?
I
go
think
ahead.
Neil had my grandfather.
He had your grandfather? Yeah. Interesting.
Yeah, we had a wonderful love story.
Hope it was good.
He was so sweet. Bring me flowers every birthday.
Davey, the whiskey, and my grandfather, he called it he had a hydroponic farm and grew weed.
Weird. Well, you weren't on the line, though, until after, right?
Yeah, but I was listening.
You were listening, yeah.
What? Okay. Yeah, so he came in, too, so it was a double hitter.
Yeah, there are a lot of similarities. He also thought he was an Indian, which he wasn't. So there was, I mean, Native, sorry.
Was he heavily Native American?
Yeah, Native American.
He's American.
No, she's not American Indian. She's saying her grandfather thought he was.
24/6. Yeah. Well, she's a six, and six is in Tamika's day and her year. It's in her karmic number of 36.
Born in the same decade. For sure.
So, you know, sometimes people call and there's this karmic connection between the callers. It's just so casual now. It's almost like air. It's not a solid, but it's there. So there might be some calling in that regard. But the only thing I could say to you, Jennifer, in addition to what you're already connecting to in that from that reading we just had, was somebody showing me a lot of cards, like poker. Playing cards. I don't know who this person is, but they're from the other side, and they were a person who played poker or cards.
My stepfather's father taught me to play a lot of cards. We always played cards together.
Oh, you did? Well, then he's on the other side. His spirit, soul, is communicating and saying hello to you, and also saying something about the American flag. But
she's Canadian, but
my boyfriend's American, but it could be him. He plays poker. He was just in a poker tournament this last weekend.
Oh, he
and his parents are both dead.
Okay. So the soul from the other side is telling you that your current boyfriend, he likes him. He waves his flag towards him.
Oh, good. Yeah, that makes, that all ties in together. Good.
Okay.
Poor guy.
Why is that?
Well, border's closed. He doesn't get to see me very often. And that's a treat, I'll let you know.
So he's in America?
Well, she lives right on the border of Canada.
And where does he live?
In Michigan, I think, or something like that.
Yeah,
Detroit, right?
Like 20 minutes away by car.
Well, he's the one on the other side is waving a flag saying you'll be together, and there won't be any problem within about 2 months.
Oh, thank you. That's so good to hear.
Well, things are opening.
Something to look forward to.
He also says real shortly. He says, "Look, the next time your eyes catch a mouse somewhere running around, a mouse." That's a good sign. Don't hurt the mouse, but it's just a good sign. I don't know if you have any mice around, but that's what he said. We'll just look for a mouse.
I'll keep an eye out for him.
And just say hello, and don't hurt him.
I'll do that. Actually, the last time it was my old house, and I haven't seen really any mice here at this house, but I've got pets, so I don't think they come around as often when you have cats and dogs.
Would that happen outside? Do you, as you're outside, have enough nature for a mice habitat?
It's funny. The neighbors have rats. We have squirrels, lots of squirrels, and I see rabbits all the time.
There's mine.
I haven't seen a mouse or a rat myself.
Well, they're very elusive and they're hard to find, but they're there. So just keep on looking.
I'll look away.
But it's a good sign. It'll be a good sign for you. And okay, I don't know if you want to say something. Anything else, Jennifer?
Nope, I'm good. Thank you. And thank you for bringing through my grandfather. I'm sure it was him.
Yeah, it was him, and he was also referring to your boyfriend, and he likes your boyfriend, and it's good news, and of course, poker, he just got done playing poker.
Yep, tournament, and did well.
Good.
So, thanks. Have a good weekend, you guys.
You too. Thanks. Okay.
You know, we were trying to get to the business of guides. Guides can be totally of a spirit nature. Guides can be around because they were once human being guides. And they cross over and are given the privilege or maybe the obligation of being a spiritual guide for somebody. when a person who is a guide on the planet crosses over, I mean, a good guide, a good counselor, they go into the astral realm because their performance on the planet was so wonderful, they're given an option. When I say they, there's who knows these presiding factors, but they're given an option. And a lot of souls elect to be guides for a human being, and they just aren't, they have that human history behind them. Other spirits and guides that have never occupied a human body, they'll be more, they tend to not so much guide through the planet as they guide through the spiritual essence of existence.
Meaning they don't take such a personal role on with people.
Yeah, they don't really answer, you know, about your job. Or they counsel you more on your spiritual and soul guidance. They go into that aspect, more spirit. So they're called spirit guides. And they sometimes their dialogue seems like it's earthbound information, but to not misconstrue, the construction of their existence is to guide you spiritually through life. Human guides that cross over will give more content along the nature of answering questions and guiding you along the path of your physical karma and physical movement through the planet. Sometimes they open up to spirit natures, but sometimes a person can have more than one guide. So you have different guides for different attitudes of the astral realm. And but the answer is, are there people who have no guides? Yes, there are people who have no guides. Unfortunately, a lot of those are street people, schizophrenics. A lot of them are just totally forgotten people. You know, the sad thing about a totally forgotten person throughout life, you don't even know they exist, and you never knew when they died or born. They're just, were always an outcast. It's sad, but there are human beings that can come back to the planet and be guideless, no guides, very sad. So they have a raw material of how they exist. They go through orphanages, they're struggling, they never have a place to live, they're in prison, they're moved from house to house, no grounding, they end up getting older enough to be independent, they live and end up on the street, they're totally alone, they live alone, they have no one to talk to, they have very few friends, maybe somebody they bump elbows with that they know on the street, and then they die. That's sad. But it's true, and let's face it, it's true. People like that. There are people who come back without a guide. Now, the unfortunate story, aside from the human element and tragedy of that, is that it was karma. And a lot of people come back seemingly sad, lost, victims. But in their previous life, they weren't that way. So there's the earth is equipped enough to supply the essence of karma, karma payback, karma due. You go through your life, you know, and you scratch as much as you can towards some sense of immediate survival, because that's all there is to them, immediate survival. They don't think about tomorrow. They think about today. They wake up and they think about what trash can is going to have food in it. But these are realities. And it helps to explain why some of us come back with such harsh karma, and yet on the surface they seem like just lost souls, and they literally are. But the gratifying note is that maybe after that lifetime they're released. Maybe they're released from the planet. Maybe they hit ground level. Or maybe they come back and start to improve their life with each succeeding lifetime. But we're all in the midst of something. On a journey, and you have to measure your life and determine what do you have, what are your assets, what were you giving. You know, it's the old idea of the inheritance and the acquisition, what you inherited and what you acquired. Inherited is what you're born with, it's very karmic. acquired is what you transcend with, what you're able to earn in life. So you make a living. When they say, do you make a living? Would you make a living? That's so infused with symbolism. Because what your living is what your karma is. And it's also houses what your transcendence is. And sometimes they can live under the same roof. You're doing your karma while you're doing your transcendence. So, you know, and then fortunately we have guides that, you know, it's difficult because the matching of a human being with their guide is not always deliberate. In other words, you don't always just know who your guide is. I mean, it's not like they knocked on the door, they come in, you have a cup of coffee and you're talking. Not in all cases, at least. So your guides are way behind the curtains. They're in a different parallel universe. They're in the astral realm. You want to say something?
Well, there's a prayer about, I don't know, angel of God, my guardian dear. Anyway, it's a prayer about guardian angels. So it's more likely, even though there's the idea that angels watch over us, there's more likelihood on a general basis that people have a personal guide rather than a personal angel. That's people talk about their angels. That's usually a spirit guide. And it's normally at one. People do have multiple guides, as you said, but if we're talking about the average human being, it's a single guide.
Yeah.
And we are at the end of our show.
The end of the show.
What?
The conclusion, the end, the finalization.
Well, just the end of the episode.
The end of the episode.
What?
I just had a shot of whiskey and I'm tripping out.
Whiskey doesn't make you trip out. Maybe it makes you trip out. I don't know. It doesn't make me trip out. It makes me relax, but it doesn't make me like hallucinate.
While you were talking, I had to take a trip up to the store to get some whiskey.
Well, anyway, we are back on the air next week, actually not at a regular time, on Tuesday and Thursday next week.
We are. Why is that?
Because we have a scheduling issue on the 10th. So we're doing Tuesday, Thursday, I believe, or Tuesday, Friday. At least we'll know that we're on the air on Tuesday, and then from there we'll have a great weekend. Bye-bye.